The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Paul in Michigan. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the Glenn Beck program.
Good morning.
How are you, sir? How can I help you?
I'm doing well. Long time listener, man. I'm a huge fan of your show.
Thank you.
But I got to say, after today, I'm even more of a fan. Hearing you touch on the subject of Down syndrome, got to admit, it kind of brought a tear to my eye this morning, to hear you talk about how there's people out there that are for abortions with Down syndrome pregnancies. And the other thing that brought a tear to my eye is really just hearing that there's people in influential positions such as yourself that actually care enough to touch on the subject. I'm a 39-year-old father of a 15-year-old boy with Down syndrome, and people just, I don't think they have any clue what capabilities these kids, these adults have, and I really want to say thank you for hitting on the subject this morning. It resonates with me.
You're welcome, Paul. It's a shame that you feel like you have to call to say thank you. I mean, to me, it is... We are going down a very dangerous road to where we're saying now people who clearly have quality of life, are functioning and are good and decent in society. And if I may say, is imaged as the most gentle of lambs, that we are a society that is willing to say, yeah, let's get rid of all of them. If we say that to those with Down syndrome, good heavens, who won't we say that about?
Exactly.
God bless you, Paul. Thank you so much. Let me go to Thad. And do I have time? Thad, real quick.
Hello. Welcome. Can you hear me?
Yes, I've got about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, hi. I have a 26-year-old son with Down syndrome, and he has the same dreams. He wants to go to college. He has to say he has a part-time job. He wants to live alone. He wants a family. He wants ambition. He has love. He has emotion. All the same things, and he has an added benefit. He has Down syndrome, and I love every day of his life. So those people who challenge that, to me, are just totally misinformed and idiots.
Thanks. Thanks, Thad. I appreciate it. I honestly tell you, this has kept me awake over the last few nights, and I don't know how to help. I've reached out to some organizations, one of them, and justifiably so, I guess, they don't want to get political. I don't either. I just want to help. And I don't know how to help. But this torch has been lit, and I am moving forward in any way. You have any suggestions on how I can help? Please let me know.
Glenn Beck, Mercury.